And lastly, the artist is unpopular, or at least not popular. Only too often the great artist, the really great artist, is in advance of his time, in advance even of other comparatively ordinary artists. And sometimes it takes the rest of humanity, even centuries as it were, to catch up. In many cases they're still trying to catch up, or maybe not even trying. Only too often we find that the artist, the great creator, is condemned in his own generation only to be praised in others. It's as though the voice of the ordinary people said that the only good artist is a dead artist. This is all so well known that it isn't necessary to insist upon it. But I hope I've said enough to show that the artist does share in great measure the characteristics of the new man, and that the true artist, the really great artist, is in fact the new man, and participates as such in the higher evolution of humanity.